AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has set a Tuesday evening deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Saka Magani has details.
President Trump's ultimatum for Iran looms, even as Tehran rejects a 45-day ceasefire proposal.
8 o'clock Eastern Time.
And if there's no deal, 4 hours after the deadline,
they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
Seeming to widen his threat from civilian targets to all of Iran. Asked if he's worried that would be a war crime.
No, not at all. I hope I don't have to do it.
But says Iranians would actually welcome the strikes.
They would be willing to suffer that in order to have freedom.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And Jennifer King reports the president also spoke about the weekend rescue mission in Iran.
President Trump and top aides said the U.S. used dozens of military aircraft and a bit of CIA know-how to rescue first the pilot and then an injured weapons systems officer from the Air Force F-15E fighter jet that was shot down over Iran late last week.
The flight crews and warfighters aboard those aircraft took extraordinary risks to rescue their fellow service members.
The rescue was a complicated endeavor. The military used a contingency plan, blowing up two huge supply planes that had to be left behind in a wet, sandy field.
Lighter, faster aircraft came in, and they took them out. We blew up the old planes.
Trump says the second downed officer was able to climb to a high elevation to communicate his location.
He scaled cliff faces, bleeding rather profusely.
Jennifer King, Washington.
The Artemis II astronauts have completed a record-breaking trip around the moon, surpassing Apollo 13's distance record. Commander Reid Wiseman.
Such a majestic view out here.
The four astronauts were treated to never-before-seen views of the moon's far side, a splashdown return set for Friday. This is AP News. A Lego story.
Matthew Schifrin loved building Lego sets as a kid, but since he's blind, he relied on others for help. That changed at 13 when a friend gave him Braille instructions for a Lego set. That inspired him to create Bricks for Blinds.
We have a team of about 40 people.
Offering free, accessible instructions for blind builders.
30 of them are sighted writers who write the instructions. And then 10 of them are blind testers.
Many blind people now enjoy building Lego sets independently. Minha is one.
It's also a great learning tool for young kids to be able to express their creativity, also to learn about spatial reasoning, how things are built, you know, things that sighted kids get access to, and now blind kids also have the ability to do that.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.